came across machlokas today as follows. One of the isurim of borer is to take a taruvos, if you have a taruvos, and to put each one, you're not using anything, you're not using necessarily, you're not using, it's not oichel nafsoivos, you're putting every, miyun it's called, in Ivrit, I guess, miyun, you're putting everything in its proper place. You have silverware, like in the taruvos, and you take the spoon, and you put them in the spoon,
sort of
thing, or the chulu, with everything, or you have a
sorting.
Game.
Sorting.
I'm not looking for the word. And you, whether it's a game, and you put everything in the right place, so that's a form of borer. That is borer, mediraisa. Now, if you do it la'alter, mostly you're setting a table. That's the most common, probably the most common case, that you have a silverware, like it's in a bunch, and you want to set the table. So you take the spoon, and you put it in its place, and you take it. So if it's la'alter, you do it right before the meal, you're setting the table for the meal. So that's okay. It has a din of taking the oichel, you're taking what you want, and you're putting it in the place. So that's okay to do. But if to do it the night before is a problem, it's awesome. So they give you an eight, so if you have to set the table the night before, you take the silver and you throw it out, so there's no more taruvos, everything's separated, you can see clearly what everything is, it's not the taruvos, so that's mutter. Okay, so far so good. There's a case, though, called min habo b'yado. In other words, you're not looking for a spoon to put out a spoon in the place, or to put it wherever it goes, or you pick up one, you don't care what it is, you're not, and then you look at, you see what it is, and you put it in the right place. But at the time you separate it from the taruvos, you don't care what it is. It's, the phrase used is min habo b'yado. And so I just recently came across that I talked it over with the Rosh Kollel here. What's his name? The Sfardim are matter it completely. In other words, you could do it the night before too. And I came across a sefer with the Sfardim Sokim, and I was surprised to see he doesn't even go to the machlekes. He just says it's mutter. So he confirmed that he was surprised to hear that Ashkenaz master. If you look in the Sfarim Hilchos Shabbos, like Orcha Shabbos, or what's his name? The four-volume work in English, or guidelines on Borer, they are so sim that it's usher. And you look at Orcha Shabbos, it seems it's a chiddush that's said. I don't know chiddush. It's a psak that's said over from Rabbi Yashiv and from Zalman. That min habo b'yado is, even though I guess this is the, at the time you're taking it, you don't care what you take.
You still clarify.
Well, the Sfardim are matter it, and they say ein zeh borer klal, is the lashon of one of the Sfarim I saw, Hashabbos b'Tefarta, a very nice sefer, good pictures, and he says ein zeh borer klal. Another way to do it the night before. And the Orcha Shabbos, and I said, whoops, I told him. He was surprised to hear that we asked it. And I was surprised to see that the Sfarim are matter it. So that's it. But I was surprised, none of the Sfarim, even Sfarim that usually cross reference Ashkenazi Psakim with Sfardi Psakim, do not have this. I was surprised to see it. So now I have to write a statement of Orcha Shabbos so I could say it. Anyway, we have to treat it as usher. I mean, Ashkenazim have a psak, and that it's usher. The phrase of the case is min habo b'yado. Okay, we move on now to Chayvus Halvavus, and we're in the middle of